Welcome to Highly Questionable. This is Sarah Spain. You can check out her podcast, That's What She Said, on the Levitard and Friends Network. What do you like on the show today, Sarah?
Cam Newton. What's happening?
Yes, so that's drama. No good. It's sad. Where are all the quarterbacks going? Dale, papi.
Does it feel over for Eli Manning in the NFL?
An all-time career earner in the NFL, $252 million. Does it feel over? It felt over a couple of years ago when we all realized he was washed, including Ben McAdoo, who they got rid of for realizing that he was washed. This is a guy with a career record of 116-116, who happens to have done amazing things on the road, in the playoffs a couple of times, and the only thing in the Belichick era that short-circuits that entire thing. But Eli Manning has been spent for a while, and only his relationship with the owners of that team have kept him employed this way. We all saw the first 2 weeks of the season, what's been known now for the last couple of years. Keep in mind, the Giants, since 2017, have a worse record than the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they're 8-25 in his last 33 starts. His QBR right now puts him 22nd out of 32 quarterbacks. This guy is clearly not the future or even the present. The question is, are we just talking about the Giants or are we talking about is Eli done for the NFL everywhere? I certainly don't think he's an upgrade for someone like Gardner Minshew with the Jags, but there are so many teams looking for a quarterback right now. I do think the Jets would be desperate enough to ask him if he just wants to switch colors in the same city and head on out there, because right now they're on their third quarterback. If Falk gets hurt, then they got to throw Le'Veon Bell out there at quarterback that they don't want to do. So maybe he goes somewhere else, doesn't want to finish with a 500 record.
That's the only place that makes sense to me, because Adam Gase loves the Manning so much. But when you look throughout the league, you cannot say at this point that Eli Manning parachuting out of the sky in Pittsburgh is going to be better than Rudolph, who has been in that system as a young player, might be a part of the future.
Yeah, and worth noting, he's got a no-trade clause, so he not only has to be a fit for somewhere, he has to want to go there, and we have to know whether his self-awareness is at the point where he says, look, I know I'm washed, I'd rather just be done, or do I want to go somewhere where a new fan base is going to hate me when I stink, and where I finish below 500 for my career because I'm that bad now.
He's still better than Trubisky.
Okay, first of all, his name's Trubisky.
Wow, the first question Poppy's going after
not.
Sarah
Thank
because
so.
Of her Russian terrible Chicago Bears quarterback, Trubisky.
What was the most memorable part of Odell Beckham's performance last night? His what? His one-hand catch or his touchdown?
Once upon a time, Manny Ramirez had one of the biggest contracts in sports, and he wore big diamonds in his ear, and I asked them how much they cost, and he said, $40, cubic zirconia. We start with the watch and Odell Beckham because it was said to be a watch worth about $2 million until timepiece experts looked at it and realized Fugazi, counterfeit. That is not real. That is a cheap version of an expensive watch. So we move from the watch. He's still doing this. He's still going to be out there with watches. More prudent to go with the fake versions than the ones that cost tens of thousands or millions of dollars. But let's check in with this catch, which is in the same spot that he made the catch once upon a time that brought him to our attention. I don't know how you can cover that play any better than that.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do when the throw is that good and the catch is that good? And then the touchdown where he shows you, he reminds you, even though he's missed 16 of the last 33 games because of leg stuff, he's faster than anyone who's out there. And all of these guys right here, once they see him get there, they start falling behind. And that's what the Browns dreamed of when they got him, Sarah.
Yeah, so first of all, he did tell us the last watch was plastic, so maybe he was trying to tell us all along that he's just been wearing fake ones, and maybe that's what everyone should stop paying attention to. At least he didn't wear it for the game, so he's kind of learning. The one-handed catch is the thing I'll remember. Of course, the numbers are great. Six catches, 161 yards. Beckham actually was really all that went great for the Browns. They didn't look that good outside of his two long catches and runs. So I would say the stats at the end of the game are the thing you throw in Greg Williams' face. The catch is the thing that you're going to remember.
I'm going to remember his interview after the game.
Oh, yes, he was confused by the aggressive Spanish. That's right, at the very beginning.
Con OBJ, ¿qué significa venir a este estadio y sacar la victoria? What does it mean to come to this stadium and come out with a victory?
Yeah, I didn't understand the first part.
OBJ is OBJ. It sounds cooler in Spanish.
Oh, that looked like me sometimes when Poppy's reading a question. I'm like,
Should we praise the Browns or roast Adam Gase?
Do we have to do one of those?
No.
Because the Browns, she just told you, they weren't very good last night. They just beat a busted-up team that's injured everywhere and then lost Trevor Siemian, the only hope they had last night, very early in that game. I feel for Adam Gase. All he had in Miami was Tannehill injury after Tannehill injury, and now the Jets season is ruined before it even gets started because you can't make any measurements about what his coaching is when all he can do is hand the ball off to Le'Veon Bell and then throw it to him.
Yeah, his quarterback that he ended up playing for most of the game, Falk, was literally signed to the Jets active roster 8 hours before the game. You're not going to be able to do too much. Your play calling's going to be pretty vanilla, not to mention your offensive line is a disaster. You have injuries on both sides of the ball. So at this point, it's not really fair to criticize Gase for what we saw on the Jets side. We can criticize the Browns, though. Baker Mayfield was 17 of 33 for 203 yards minus those OBJ catches. That is not great. They seemed to struggle just to get the ball snapped. It just didn't look like the kind of offense that we expected from a team that was this hyped. They're, I think, 6 of 23 now from third down on 2 weeks of football. This team better show us something better against the next couple teams, all of which are 2-0. Their next 5 opponents, 2-0, every one of them, or we're going to realize that we very much overhyped this Browns team.
We are going to spend the next few weeks overreacting to all Brown stuff because there is the chance that they could start 2-4 because of that schedule. It gets much easier in the second half.
No, I think that Luke Fall, he made a big mistake last night, man. He made a big mistake. The moment the other guy went down, Simon, he should have demanded more money to play that game. Tell him, that's the way you make a
hold
a
out right there. Yeah. As soon as
right
Siemian,
there, right there. Yeah.
As soon as Siemian heads the locker room.
Yeah, Siemian is what he said. Siemian.
Are the Dolphins being smart or taking their tanking too far?
The Dolphins are 20.5-point dogs at Dallas. They are not the biggest underdog in their division this week because the Jets are going to the Patriots. How Belichick must laugh himself to sleep at night spending 20 years in this division. But if you're going to tank, and they were going to lose anyway with Ryan Fitzpatrick, why not trade Minka Fitzpatrick to a weirdly desperate Pittsburgh team that is trading away future assets? You have to get as much as you can. They're going to be awful either way. All we're watching the Dolphins for is to see if they're going to be historically awful.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible to watch for fans or anybody working covering the Dolphins or anyone who happens to accidentally turn the channel and forget to turn it back really quick somewhere, anywhere else. But the Dolphins have been so mediocre for recent seasons, then why not just go all in? It hasn't worked to not be great. It hasn't worked to play the middle. Just be absolutely terrible. Make sure you're the worst, because we've seen some attempted tanking in the NFL that's ended you with the second or third pick, which isn't what you needed and isn't what you wanted. So I say, as long as you feel comfortable that you're going to hit on some of those billion draft picks and use some of that millions of dollars of cap space accurately, this may actually mean a faster turnaround for them than if they weren't tanking quite so hard.
And now they play the Cowboys. They're going to lose by triple digits. You watch.
Triple digits.
That's
wow.
Right.
Okay. My father with a bold prediction. They've lost by 92 the first 2 weeks. Is it that far-fetched?
Should Jacksonville give Jalen Ramsey what he wants and trade him?
This is the second best athlete I've ever seen at Florida State University. He is young. He is valuable. He's the only guy in the league who DeAndre Hopkins says, I respect this dude because he's the only one who chases me everywhere without brackets or anything else. I wouldn't get rid of him, but I would understand how there is a generational gap between him and Doug Marrone and him and Tom Coughlin, who don't want a guy showing up with a Brinks truck. So, of course, just give him what he wants in this age of player empowerment. You're not going to get good while he's there. You might as well get him out of there.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because it seems like from the beginning this season was sort of doomed. He knew he wasn't going to get paid. They said they weren't going to pay him. And so it felt like unless things went well for the Jaguars, he was going to want out before they even get to the point where he leaves in free agency. The only problem is I actually think his answers today were pretty mature. And he said he does want to win for this team and with his teammates. He claims it was the Jaguars that leaked the trade demand. He didn't want to make it a distraction. So if you think there's any way this guy can still show up for you every week and perform even as he wants out, then maybe you don't have to rush this move. If it feels like disaster waiting to happen, obviously you're not going to have much leverage. You're still going to get a ton back from him, and you're going to need to wait till you get someone that offers a ton, but you might run out of time in terms of worrying about what it does to your team while you're waiting to get rid of him.
¿Qué pasó, Bobby?
Well, he's going to the Patriots. You watch.
Yes, see, this is the entire
can see
league.
It coming.
I mean,
that's
you can
right.
see it coming, right? He is going to end up there.
How worried should the Panthers be about Cam Newton's future?
They continue to make him play through injury. They did holding on to the desperation of last season, and then this year they threw him out there, and he clearly wasn't ready to play, and now all of a sudden you're worried about all the body parts breaking apart because Cam Newton, physically imposing for the position, is playing in a primitive offense and suffering some of the same injuries, feelings, hurt that made Andrew Luck quit the game. This team has not done enough around him. Whatever underachievements Cam Newton has on his resume is something that falls at the feet of this franchise that has not helped him nearly enough.
Yeah, I mean, this is something we talked about years ago when he ran as much as he did, when he took as many hits as he did, when he didn't get protection from officials, a lot of people believe equally to other players because of his size. You know, I got to give credit to Bill Barnwell because week one, he said, I'm not worried about the shoulder. I'm worried about the foot that he hurt in the preseason. I think his throws are off because he can't plant right. And that's what's happening right now to Cam. This isn't about his shoulder. It's about never fully healing the foot that he hurt in the preseason. Now, this is a whole mess of injuries that all come together to create a guy that doesn't look anything like he used to. And yes, if I were the Panthers, I would be very concerned up here and also down in his feet and his shoulder that you're never going to get that guy back.
If I were football and its league television partners, I would be worried about the number of marquee quarterbacks I'm losing in marquee primetime games. When you see Pittsburgh, all of a sudden you got Rudolph instead of Roethlisberger. So many big quarterbacks have gone down. You're going to get a lot of backups on some primetime game.
Well, I want him to play on Sunday.
Okay.
Because I want to see what he wears.
Oh, yeah, there
he's
is
a
that.
Fashion icon. Are you kidding me?
He's a fashion icon.
Yeah, that's his calling. It's not football.
Do you think he goes to the MRI right. that way? Right. Do you think he's dressed that way for the MRI?
Coming up next on my son's TV show.
Okay. Oh, you got a little bunny rabbit.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Plyos.
That is not how that would look if I tried that. I don't have quite that much fast twitch muscle fiber.
I'm having flashbacks to my college days.
My son's TV show is brought to you by Rambo Last Blood. The legend comes home in theaters Friday. Time to play the game that needs a good cry. Sometimes. So your question.
You give us topics and events. We're weirded out by an old man fake crying.
Do you question if the third baseman deserves blame for this?
The third baseman of the Chicago White Sox, what is his first name? He's a Cubanito, Papi. What's his first name, Sarah?
Yoan.
Wait for your turn. What's his last name?
Moncada.
There you go. He's the third baseman. What did he do?
Throws his fastball to left-hand hitter.
Roll to third. And slipping is Moncada.
Blame? What do you mean blame? He was going to cover third for somebody who was trying to steal third base. Oh, wow. Okay, wait a minute. No, he was
no
not.
No blame. What the hell is
that
magic?
The spin of
that's
the ball.
A warlock ball.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That ball is a warlock.
I totally misread that play. I thought somebody was trying to steal third.
So did he, but can you blame him? No.
Oh, that was a crazy spin, but I've seen crazier.
No, you have not.
No, have not. There we go.
No, he tricked me. I thought he was going to go to that baseball highlight from a month ago where the ball almost went in the first base dugout.
Wow. Sweet spot.
Ew. Gross.
That's right. Thank
don't
you.
Don't call
thank
that
you.
A sweet
that's
spot.
That's please, Bobby.
Do you question if this is the most impressive hurdler you have ever seen?
Hurdler. I thought he said hurler combined with burglar. Maybe a hurling burglar. Let's see what we have here in the hurdling realm.
Okay. Oh, you got a little bunny rabbit.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Plyos.
That is not how that would look if I tried that. I don't have quite that much fast twitch muscle fiber.
I'm having flashbacks to my college days.
And the answer to the question is yes. That is the most impressive hurdler we've ever seen. Also the first one we've shown on the show.
There's no way. You've definitely shown someone eat it.
No, what we've shown is this hurdler right here. This guy who's losing this race. And look at what happens. Yes, thank you for the spot shadow, the circle there. Here we go. He's not doing so well. He's less good than the guy we just showed. And then at the end he says, bleep this.
That's
here
right.
I go.
That's
I'm going to win. I'm going to win. No one can beat me.
Oh,
I'm going to finish the race. I'm going to knock over his things.
You know, I've said it once, and I'm going to say it again. Respect the race.
Do you question if this was a lucky goal?
All right, let's see here. Luck or skill, what do we have? High school soccer.
High
Okay, well, this is clearly lucky. Yeah, no one's intentionally hitting a moonshot that high.
I mean, come on, though. Yes, it's lucky.
He's walking away.
Okay.
Look, he's not even watching.
He shouldn't be. I mean,
he's
come on.
He's not even watching.
Come on. That is a terrible goaltending situation. Come on.
I know someone who would have made that save.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know. Goalie,
you'll never see it coming. Oh, look, big surprise. Big surprise.
Big surprise.
Now, listen to my father.
He made the save.
He made the save.
He didn't even flinch.
That's right. Because he's a child. And he wasn't prepared for his father to kick soccer ball that hard at him. Because he trusted his father.
Reflexes are still developing. He's a growing boy.
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that already misses football. See? Oh, no.
You tell us what to watch on television tonight. We'll tell you if we're intrigued.
Tonight on ESPN, Reds and Cubs.
Playoffs start now. Remember when people howled that they didn't like the wild card? Sarah Spain put it in her contract. Very difficult negotiations that we have to have a Cubs story every time she comes on here. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we have here. Last night at a Reds game, and you see what happens in the stands. I don't know why I called that a Reds game.
Yeah, it's a Cubs game.
It is a Cubs game with a Cubs fan. That is
talent. That's what that is.
Yabba dabba do over his heart. And a wiggle in his loins, baby. And balance on his head. Big finish. Big finish.
Guy next to him trying to steal some shine. You can't have it.
There it is.
There it is.
Nails the dismount.
There it is.
Like a petite gymnast. Sarah, are you intrigued?
Very intrigued. The NL Central is a wild race. And the NL wild card is even wilder. And the Cubs are without Anthony Rizzo and Javi Baez. And I'm just...
Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. But listen, I'm not impressed at all. This guy is impressed.
What guy? Is he going to do
very
retire again?
That impresses me.
Oh no.
What?
It's a different guy.
Okay,
Look at that.
I honestly thought that was going to be a callback to the sweet spot and the bicycle tires spinning and the...
Is this an illusion?
No, it's just a guy.
A real bicycle?
That's a real motorcycle.
No.
That's right.
The weight distribution, I don't buy it.
This guy travels that way all the time.
No. CGI.
So you thought that was going to call for this video.
Yes, this
that's
is the
right.
One. This is it. It's going to be a callback there.
No more sweet spot.
Same spot again.
Yeah, same spot. Our thanks to Live Leak for giving us that coverage. I'm going to leave the jokes unsaid.
He got some calluses built up by now.
Oh, is that why? You have to think so. After so much rigorous training, you would think there's some calluses.
Tonight on NBC Sports, California Royals and Athletics.
There is nothing in sports that has been devalued more than the no-hitter, and the sentence I'm about to utter is proof of it. Mike Fiers of the Oakland A's has two of them, and he wears a ridiculous cattail on his face in terms of facial hair.
This is so good.
Yeah, and you can't give up 9 hits, though, and get injured. Yeah, there it is, right there.
The cat did fall asleep on his face. Curl his tail right up around that top lip.
As soon as he got injured, though, he shaved it off. You got to be performing in order to have a ridiculous beard like that. Sarah, are you intrigued?
I don't think you do. I think you just have to have onions. And Pete Alonso was all, I shaved off my mustache because I was in a slump. Okay, give me a cat tail or give me nothing.
Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Are you kidding me? 2 no-hitters?
That's right. Oh,
man, he's in route for about 3 or 4 this year. He's still got some gas left in his tank there. I'm telling you.
Bobby's got very little from the way that came out, though. From the way that came out, Bobby's on empty.
Tonight on ESPN2, the WNBA semifinals, the Las Vegas Aces at the Washington Mystics.
Why are you shaking your head?
I know what's going on here. They want to show a highlight of a crazy finish where my Chicago team got beat.
Let's show it.
Predictable.
Yes, seconds left,
just
10
take
seconds.
The foul.
All you got to do is dribble around,
take
just dribble around.
Foul.
Don't do that,
why?
Though. And then a totally panicked heave with 7 seconds
why?
Left. And it's terrible clock management by everyone involved.
Where's the replay of her foot? What year is this?
It's being celebrated.
What are you doing, Sloot?
This is total panic from both teams. Again, that is not a buzzer beater. There were 7 seconds left when she let go of that. Sarah, she could have dribbled up and dunked. Sarah, are you intrigued?
No! Yes, I am intrigued. Why did you throw that pass? And why did you shoot it? And why don't we have cameras on the sideline to see if she stepped out?
Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Hey, Chicago fans, do you think that was bad? This is worse.
Is it worse?
That's
Let's
right.
Here. What do we have here? It is worse.
That's
there
right.
It is. Wait, you
bang.
Got her, Poppy. You got her.
Bang.
Look at her. She's defeated.
Porky,
way to
my
go,
guy.
Poppy. Way to go. Porky,
hey,
my
guess
guy.
What? I got something to show you. No. No. It's 53 yards. No.
That's all the time we have for today.
Sorry!
Thank you for watching. I'll show you something that will cheer you up.
Yeah. No!